على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه والتابعين. Brothers and sisters viewing this program through NTA Kano, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you can recall, our last episode dealt with the issues of Allah's rights and the rights of the Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But now the political atmosphere is charged. And for that, I think we have to talk about the importance of voting, a Muslim having the right of voting and voted for. For that, we want to draw the attention of all the believers that it is important, it is a sacred duty, it is a jihad, okay, for a truly believing Muslim to go and register himself in preparation for the next election to come, because of the following reasons. Number one, leadership in Islam is very important. In Islam, when the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, the Sahaba had to sit, had to deliberate on the importance of choosing a successor to the Prophet. In the Saqifah to Bani Sa'idah in Medina. All right, this underscores the importance, the necessity of leadership in the house of Islam. Even though somebody may argue, but the type of leadership we are having today does not reflect the one you are now making reference to. While I cannot deny this, but at the same time we have to draw our attention to one important fact, namely, leadership, no matter its nature and kind, is leadership. And a Muslim can be in the system with the intention of, if you like it, Islamizing even the electoral processes. Now, how does that come into reality? By first and foremost, going and register yourself. And number two, having the belief that, yes, I can make a difference. Number three, through your vote, you can cause good things being done and bad things being kept away or even thrown away and left. And number three, that can give you the ample opportunity of having representation on national issues at local, national, and even continental levels. Now, I told us the previous topics that anybody wanting to be elected has to ask himself five questions. Why do I want to be elected? Why? Ask yourself that very why. What am I going to do with the power given to me? If finally I happen to be elected, what do I need to do with the power I have now gotten? And number three, who are the people to help me in accomplishing the aims and objectives of leadership? And number four, how ready am I to stand before Allah one day and account for everything I have done? The Prophet has said in Bukhari and Muslim, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi." All of you are like just like shepherds, and you're going to be asked on what you have been given and trusted in your care. And number five, how can Islam benefit? What are the ways, what are the chances of Islam benefiting from my leadership? Any Muslim politician wanting to be elected has to ask himself these important questions. Because finally, you're going to die. Finally, you're going to be bathed. Finally, you're going to be enshrouded. Finally, you're going to be taken to the Mother Earth. And finally, you are going to be laid in your grave alone, unattended to. Only your deed is going to see you through. So because of this, you have to do justice to yourself by asking yourself these important questions. And I did say, there are 10 qualities for anybody to be elected. those qualities, you as a Muslim, you have to be sure of being there. Otherwise, you become a cheat. Now I will ask you, and we have warned, anybody selling his vote, we should not allow anybody coming to just take you for a ride, playing on your intelligence, asking you to give him and he gives you. It's a kind of a trafficking misnomer. Don't do that. And don't form the habit of saying, well, I will not vote because I know the system is un-Islamic. But you are a Muslim. You are a Muslim. Please tell me, my brother, if you happen to be elected or chosen or even selected to be the governor of Kano, Kaduna, Sokoto, wherever, and Allah gives you the courage to stop bad things being done, brothels are closed. Okay? Liquor houses are stopped. Don't you think you are coming closer to Allah? Allah says in Quran chapter 22, verses 40 to 41, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَحُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Allah here is praising those leaders that if they have been given leadership, they establish prayer. That's number one. They give legal charity zakat. They command good things to be done and bad things to be stopped. These are the people that earn Allah's praises, and that can be achieved, and it is achievable through electoral and political processes. Can you imagine an imam talking about cinema houses are bad? For donkey years he will be talking and no change will be there. But by the twinkling of an eye, through political processes, that can be changed through political power. So in the light of this, it's not good for a brother to say he will not what go for election. So the following points, most especially to the INEC, our independent electoral commission. If people are complaining that the computer is not working here or there, I think this should be addressed properly, quickly, and honest, to avoid creating any bad blood. And I think there should be, let me call it, blanket beginning hours and departing hours. These are my words, my coinage. By this I mean, for example, in Kano, you should not say the registration exercise starts by, say, 10, for example, and the officials leave the venue, say, by 4. I think it should be, if it is possible, a 24-hour exercise. And people will begin to question, okay, if the workers, the officials, are departing, are leaving by 4, is it the same thing across the nation? Things should be looked into with the intention of rectifying any anomaly to avoid creating any bad blood. And it is also important, by the time you have been duly registered, keep it in a set place. You wait for the time. In April, I think, come out and vote. Every step you have taken to vote a credible leader into office, and a Muslim, of course, is very important. Try to choose the one that will do what is good. That is very important. God-fearing person. Who has people at heart? By this I mean he doesn't buy their vote. He does not play on their intelligence. He respects and honors them, and he appreciates that they have right on him. This is very important. And let's try to be practitioners of what we call PPP. Principled positive politics, not commercial politics, CP, not politics of brigandage and vendetta, killing, maiming, and the rest. Our country needs good leadership. You're the giant of Africa. We are proud of it, We pray for good elections for our dear country. We have not any other nation to call our own. We pray in earnest for a peaceful coexistence, to be in peace and not in pieces. That is our hope. But that can only be achieved if there is justice on the part of the leaders, if there is honesty, if there is sincerity, if there is corruption-free socio-political system, if there is carrying people along through consultation, if there is even actualizing the democratic principles that we have. No coercion. People should not use what we call incumbency factor to force themselves on the people through forcing people or dispersing them or somebody using his power. That is not good. Quran doesn't support it. Even common sense, even your conscience is going to ask you by the time you behave like this. Now, we have spoken about human rights previously. Now, in what way do we think we can render unto our Creator his right? In Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Mu'az in Kitab al-Iman, the Prophet ﷺ asked Mu'az, he said, "Ya Mu'az, do you know what are the rights of Allah on his servant? And the servant right on Allah?" And Mu'az said, "Ya Rasulullah, Allahu Alam, I don't know." What did he say? What did the Prophet tell him? He told him, حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. They should worship him exclusively without setting up any partner against him or associating a partner with Allah. In other words, no shirk. Because if you commit shirk, paradise is forbidden permanently, perpetually against you. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Quran 4:48. Similarly, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَئِيدًا. Many verses of the Quran. So it is Allah's right, even while voting, to feel I am doing an ibadah. It is Allah's right. Number two, to feel that one day Allah will ask you. It is an ibadah. Number three, to believe it is a duty bound on you to make sure a good leader is elected. It's an ibadah. And let me remind all of us, our holy master, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, translation, anyone that Allah has given leadership of my ummah and he proved to be so harsh on them, very stern on them, may Allah cause his own days to be very harsh and difficult for him. This tells the ummah, whether president, governor, or anybody, even in your house, you are a leader. If you make things difficult for your family, definitely the teachings of the hadith are going to be applicable on you as well. Because at times we have the tendency of looking at leaders only, but you are a leader as well. As an imam, you are a leader. As a husband, you are a leader. As a wife, you are a leader. As an emir, as a captain, classroom teacher, whatever, in every segment of human living, leadership does exist there. So you render what is on you. As a teacher, teach people. As an imam, explain Islam. As a teacher, come to the classroom on time. As a political figure, render services on you. As a husband, make sure you do justice to your wives, for example. As a wife, maintain your husband according to Islamic teachings, and on and on and on. Even as a media practitioner, electronic or print, report the reportable. Don't practice what we call yellow journalism. Tabloids, papers are there concocting information baseless just to sell their things. That is bad. Allah is against people lying. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So my topic at this time is generally on election, even though I have touched many parts, but on a more serious note, the elections are coming. And we have said legislation is very important. We are only just repeated. And the august body, INEC, may Allah help it to render its service according to everybody's expectation. Even though human beings, you can't please everybody, but at least you can please your creator, and that's okay for you. Please Allah, do what is good and people live then according to ulama. But if you have done what is good, you do know. Otherwise, you also know. So where there are mistakes, lapses, a timely remedy should be effected therein to avoid any nasty consequence. And it is our humble opinion, if things have not gone well, there can be extension. Oh yes, why not? There can be extension. If people have registered wrongly, or due to their low education and enlightenment, for example, their own fingerprints have not been seen by the computer, not reflected, why can't we do another registration? They should be re-registered. They are Nigerians. It is our plea, because the level of awareness, maybe in the north, can be said to be comparatively lower when you compare to the south. Even though when you go to the nooks and crannies of the southern part of Nigeria, there are other people that are as well not educated, not up to the point of understanding. But it is very important for the august body to make sure things are done well. Finally, ten things. Number one, let's be praying constantly to Allah during our Qiyam al-Layl, during our breaking of the fast, during our sujood posture. All right? In fact, we should maximally utilize the chances given us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray that may peace and stability reign in Nigeria. May Allah make this country a prosperous and economically buoyant country. Each and every good Nigerian should not lose light on this very, very important factor. That is number one. Number two, you pray specifically for good leaders. One of Muslim scholars said, if there is a prayer that I know Allah accepts instantly, I will have set it aside for a good leader. That is number two. Number three, it is very important to be doing fasting, the Nafila fasting. All in our efforts that Allah will accept our prayers and look on us with his merciful eyes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the fasting of Prophet Dawood, if it is possible. Prophet Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to fast today and eat tomorrow. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, khayru siyam, siyamu Dawood. The base of fasting, the Prophet David, he used to fast today and eat tomorrow. According to Al-Imam al-Nawawi, in Sahih Muslim, he said, Al-Imam al-Ghundur spent 50 years observing the fasting of Prophet Dawood. Fasting today, eating tomorrow. In a month, you will have 15 days. If that is not practicable, it's not possible, it's not feasible, fast for 8 days every month through Monday and Thursday. Every week, you have in 2 days. When you calculate, you will have how many days? 8 days in a month. Alternatively, 3 days in a month. 13th, 14th, 15th, Ayyam al-Bid. It's very important. As an act of nafila, as wasila, as a means to the actualization of our needs and desires in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, let's try and remove materialism in our heart. Materialistic tendencies are a cancer in any society, and that should be de-emphasized or should be removed completely for the better. And number five, anybody that commits things that are bad, a'udhu billah, like maintaining liquor houses, maintaining prostitutes, a'udhu billah, cinema theater, a true Muslim should know these things can invite for him Allah's anger and Allah's wrath and Allah's condemnation. Similarly, that is number six. Let's all remember that we have to bequeath a good legacy for the generation that is coming. By this I mean, let me leave something behind for my children, for your children, when I say good, good name, good behavior, good attitude, not money necessarily, good proper child of bringing. And that cannot be possible through bad behavior. Number seven, don't feel I have to be the leader, I have to be the governor, I have to be member of or senator, otherwise nobody is better. Don't do things like this. You should agree that if I'm not chosen, if I'm not elected, maybe the next guy is better, and take it easy. Pray that Allah gives you a chance next time. But today, you see, when this loses in this party, he calls the other party. It tells you, we are just doing it for the sake of, we want to be leaders. A true Muslim who plays politics for positive purposes does not behave in this manner. They call it sportsmanship, should be the attitude of any politician, and I say Muslim for that matter. And number eight, I don't know whether nine, I'm losing count. Okay, number eight, by the time you happen to be elected, don't allow anybody coming to say congratulations. No. In the house of Islam, when somebody is elected, there is not any cause for being congratulated. It's pointless, it's baseless, okay, it's fruitless. It's better, if you want to thank Allah, be appreciative of His own bounties by doing good things. Allah says, وَإِتَعَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَرِيدٌ. If you thank me, I will increase you manifold. If you prove to be ungrateful, then my chastisement, my punishment are very, very severe. Number nine. Try to maintain good relations with your colleagues, maybe in the assembly or in any place you happen to find yourself. On this note, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His beautiful names and beautiful attributes to usher for us in a good political leadership, a good political legacy that will make us be proud of it. And finally, Allah will thank us for what we have done. May we pray all that these elections should come in peace and end in peace, and for the betterment of our religion, our cultural heritage, our civilizational sensitivities, and finally for our dear country, Nigeria, the leader, the giant of the black race. Wa ma dhalika alallahi bi aziz. Until next episode, next time through this station NTA, on behalf of the producers of the program and the cameraman, Brother Adam, I, the presenter, say it.